through the internet, mobile phones, digital filmmaking, and web software can be used to revitalize our communities, promote democracy, deliver public services, and mobilize us for collective action. The media has already been transformed. In 1937, it took 10 days for color photographs of the Hindenburg disaster to reach the public. Now the Metropolitan Police are being called to account by demonstrators using videos shot on their mobile phones. And mainstream journalists increasingly look to bloggers and concerned citizens to break their stories. Marketing has also changed. Since the Clutro Manifesto famously declared, markets are conversations in 1999, companies are getting smarter about talking with the customers rather than to them. Sites like Dell Ideas Store use the internet to help customers develop products they want to buy, while Skippers turn their entire homepage into a Twitter search for conversations about their product. And Dell claims to have made over $1 million from their Twitter sales alerts alone. Corporations are changing too. The way they work internally and how they engage with the wider world. The BBC, IBM, and General Electric are using Web 2.0 tools to transform their internal knowledge management. Rate a Partner is ruffling feathers at dozens of global law firms. Ernst & Young is using Facebook to recruit the best young graduates. And broadband provider PlusNet even lets its customers do its support work for it via its online support forums. So the question is now, how will these technologies change our society, our charities, our public services, our democracy? The Obama campaign used social media to engage the public in spreading the word and organizing local groups, but there is much more to it than campaigning. The work of My Society and sites like FarmSubsidy.org are showing the huge organizing and mobilizing power of the internet, and MumsNet is supporting thousands of parents simply by connecting them together. The tools become quicker and cheaper every day. The company's house website is still closed between midnight and 7 a.m. But a group of hackers at Rewired State built a new version in a weekend that's open 24/7. It's not just hackers either. Even the Queen herself is on YouTube these days. It's time for the social sector to catch up. There is a new social infrastructure being built, and we can use it to make the world better. This book explains how to do it and what might happen.
Any questions on that? And I should also say that we'll be after this, we'll be doing a game version of the handbook, which is for people who want to get